ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. 200 structures destroyed by the ferocious mountain fire in California's Ventura County. And today, some of the thousands forced from their homes are returning, not knowing if there's anything left. Joey Parrish lost his house in the fire. He's now sifting through the ashes.
The things that we knew were there, like there was a motorcycle in the garage, no sign of it anywhere. You know, just so many things like that just gone.
The FBI, police, and state's attorneys general investigating racist texts that were sent to black students and business people in at least 24 states. The texts addressed the recipients by their names and told them to get on a bus that would take them to a plantation. ABC News has learned that tech mogul and Trump supporter Elon Musk has been on phone calls that President-elect Trump has made with foreign leaders at Mar-a-Lago in the last few days, including one with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And the White House says President-elect Trump will meet with President Biden in the Oval Office this Wednesday. This is ABC News. Emergency measures in Amsterdam following an outbreak of violent attacks on Israeli soccer fans. Police launching a major investigation after supporters of Maccabi Tel Aviv were ambushed and beaten in what Amsterdam's mayor described as hit-and-run attacks, condemned by Israeli and Dutch officials as anti-Semitic. ABC's Britt Clendid is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
Dutch law enforcement officials saying the attacks were sparked by earlier social media posts targeting Jews. But tension had been building for days. Video showing a man tearing down a Palestinian flag as a nearby crowd chants anti-Arab remarks. Despite a ban on pro-Palestinian demonstrations near the area, protesters showing up anyway expressing anger over the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. And according to posts online, they were ready for violence.
The nominations for the 67th annual Grammy Awards are in. Beyoncé receiving the most nods with 11 nominations and making history, becoming the most nominated artist in history. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies with a 40% chance of light rain later this afternoon, a high of 53. Tonight, light showers mainly early, cloudy with a low of 46. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered light rain showers ending in the early afternoon, a high of 55. In Richland Center, after low this morning of 30, it is a sunny 55 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
At Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, it's not just a meal, it's an experience with family and friends. Indulge in the ever-popular hash burger, enjoy a Friday night fish fry, or savor Saturday prime rib. After one visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite spot for great food and fantastic service, and those unforgettable memories. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where food, friends, and fun come together.
Good afternoon. It's up to 56 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1206. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that the special burning permit requirement for 13 Wisconsin counties has been lifted as of today. The rescinding of this special fire order applies to the following 13 extensive DNR protection area counties outside incorporated cities and villages: all of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties. A special fire order allows the DNR to suspend burning when fire danger is elevated. Due to prolonged drought conditions, the original permit reinstatement went into effect on October 15th. According to the National Weather Service, moderate to severe drought conditions impacted Wisconsin in late summer and fall. Recent soaking rain events combined with cooler weather across the state have decreased the overall fire danger across the state, allowing the DNR to cancel the special fire order. Traditionally, DNR burn permits are required on extensive protection areas from January 1st through May 31st, anytime the ground is not snow covered. Despite the improved conditions, the public is still encouraged to exercise caution when having any kind of fire, as the fire danger changes daily, and it's important to check with local fire officials before conducting any outdoor burning. When using computers and mobile devices, it's great to have some type of support when something is wrong. Scammers are aware of this and try different methods to obtain personal information by pretending to be tech support. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Trying to identify that it really is a scam because they want you to believe you have a serious problem with your computer, like a virus, they're going to send you either a phone call, a pop-up warning, or online ads and listings. And with the phone call, the scammer calls and pretends to be a computer technician from a well-known company, and they say they found a problem with your computer. They typically can fix it if you give them remote access, and they pretend to run diagnostic tests. But the pop-up warnings here, the tech support scammers try to trick you with this pop-up window that appears on your computer. Sometimes there's an alarm or a whistle with it. It looks like an error message from your operating system or antivirus software system, and they might use logos from trusted companies, so it's kind of hard to spot. But the message in the window warns you about a security issue on your computer and tells you to call the phone number that is in their pop-up.
While phone calls and pop-ups are commonly used methods to get personal information, tech support scammers will also make other attempts to obtain your info.
Some even ask you to make a video call to them, and again, they're going to want remote access and payment so they can, quote, fix the problem. And then online ads and listings, here they pose as tech support scammers trying to get their website to show up in the online search results for tech support, and they might run their own ads online. The scammers are hoping that you'll call them instead of a legitimate company, so this just goes to the importance of really verifying who you're working with when you really do have a tech problem, and that's where it becomes so important to talk to friends and family members and work with those you know and trust when it comes to tech support issues with your computer.
If an account or a computer device has been compromised, there are legitimate phone calls that are made to warn about the issue. Michelle Reinen recommends being cautious to make sure it is an actual support person.
If there has been a data compromise and there are ways that the tech support can know or that you can be contacted, but you need protocols in place to verify that that is legitimate and you don't just start handing over information and data. So it's so important that you follow procedures within a small business or company and verify, and you as a consumer make that phone call to verify using your known source information instead of just trusting who's on the other end of the line. I mean, I hate to have to say that, but these scammers compile so much data and are so good at impersonating others that we need to be sure that we are verifying before we hand over information.
If you are a victim of or suspect a tech support scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1211. It's a busy weekend around the area. Those stories are next on WRCO's News at Noon.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353. 5353.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
It's 56 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:13. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Pause for the Holidays is being held today until 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. It is OMH's largest fundraiser of the year. The event features a variety of activities for all ages and their pets. Activities include a Santa Paws giving tree, kids' games, dog games and competitions, silent auction and bucket raffle, informational tables and booths, a jingle dog and jingle cat raffle, sales tables, and a membership table. Food and refreshments will also be available at the Grand and Glorious food stand. There will also be a visit from Santa. The OMH Ice Fishing Pond will also be back. Dan Koba and the Journeymen will be playing a Veterans Tribute Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Koba is not a veteran, but he says he is proud of his family members and others who are.
The first song that I ever wrote about the veterans was called Name Tag. And Name Tag was about two guys that met at my 50th class reunion. And the last time that they saw each other, one carried the other one out of the rice paddies of Vietnam with four holes in his back. Well, when I saw these two guys hugging, PTSD is a real thing, and so you gotta be cautious about this stuff. So I asked permission if I could write about what I just saw, and they agreed to it. Dan Rennish, when we were in eighth grade, moves away. And Mary Hazy, who ended up marrying Dwayne Bloor, was in my class. And Dan Rennish called me up. Him and I have always stayed close. He called me up and he said, "Are you guys having a 50th? And I said, "Yes, we are." He says, "Could I come?" And I said, "Sure." So I got him an invite. And Dwayne sees this guy's name tag. And next thing, they're hugging because Dwayne said to him, "I thought you were dead." And the rest of the story is that he carried him out of the rice paddies. It's just an amazing story.
The evening will include a variety of songs.
We're still going to do Mustang Sally and Pink Sunglasses and Church Lady and all the other stuff that you guys play here. But then the last five songs of the first set is going to be from the Apache Blues CD. And then I've got a special gift, I guess we're going to call it. I'm going to do a solo, God Bless the USA. And then the next set is going to be a covers and originals and whatever, but we'll rock the house.
The show starts at 7 and doors will open at 6. The cost of the show is $20 per person, and all tickets will be sold at the door. All proceeds will benefit local veteran efforts. Refreshments will also be sold at the event. Grease School Edition will be presented by the Richland School District Foundation and the Richland Center High School tonight and tomorrow in the Richland High School Auditorium. The popular musical takes those who attend the show back to the 1950s and tells the story of Sandy, Danny, and other characters at Rydell High. Grease not only features many familiar songs, but also a lot of choreography. Grayson Banker plays Danny in the musical.
With Grease, there is a ton of dancing, more than, you know, last year we did Cinderella. There was, you know, there we had the ball, and that was pretty slow, laid back stuff. But this is a complete 10 levels up. So it's been difficult, but it's been very, very fun to see this choreography, and it's all played out really well.
Enjoy the music and fun of Grease School Edition, presented by the Richland School District Foundation and the Richland Center High School. Performances will be tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets available at the door are $10 for ages 7 and up and $6 for ages 6 and under. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Doors will open 30 minutes prior to the show. The Kickapoo High School student body will be performing a variety show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. A wide variety of music will be performed, which includes different genres of songs from past decades to the present, including music from a popular movie. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
Our theme is Can't Stop the Feeling. So we're doing a lot of songs from the movie Trolls, and that's kind of our biggest feature to start the show, which can encapsulate a lot of different kinds of music. And that piece specifically, we're doing a barbershop version of it, so it's really cool.
Many of the songs were chosen by the students performing them. There is a good blend of music throughout the show.
We definitely open and close with our big group numbers with the choirs. And then I would say, as I was looking at the order, we're kind of going up tempo and then, you know, slow it down and just a lot of variety in between. So keep the audience engaged.
Admission to the event is free, will offering, with proceeds going to the food pantry and Kickapoo Music Department. Everyone is welcome to attend the Kickapoo High School Variety Show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Enjoy some pre-holiday fun and help out the annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive this Sunday afternoon at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. The Rock and Reindeer Party will be held beginning at 1 in the office parking lot in downtown Richland Center. Co-organized by the Ithaca Lions Club and Ombre's Motorcycle Club, applications for Smiles for a Child will be available the day after the Rock and Reindeer parking lot party. Marilyn Gilligan is a member of the Ombre's.
When the parents fill out the application, they know exactly what their child wants, and they stay right in that price range. Sometimes they'll give us even SKU numbers and prices, you know, so we know exactly what that child wants. And I guess we could talk about raising it, you know, $5 or so. But yeah, that we can usually get what a good sized bag and several toys for each child. And then, of course, like all the toys that are donated from the Julie's event going on, we have all those that we can either fill tags from, or when we're done setting up the distribution, we have all these extra toys, and we go through all the bags and add more toys, the extra toys that people give us. So they usually go out there with a good-sized bag, and there's a lot of stuff under the tree for the kids on Christmas morning.
The Rock and Reindeer Parking Lot Party benefiting the Smiles for a Child Toy Drive is being hosted by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance tomorrow afternoon beginning at 1 in downtown Richland Center. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available at the Richland County Health and Human Services Building starting Monday and must be turned in no later than Wednesday, November 27th. Toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Monetary donations for Smiles for a Child are welcome anytime. Enjoy a pancake breakfast and help out a neighbor. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Chris Coe. Pancakes with all the extras will be served from 7 to 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons tomorrow morning. Cost is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. There will also be a bake sale and auction. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:21. Today's vital statistics are next.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, November 9th. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held next Saturday, November 16th at 11 o'clock at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with the rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville next Saturday, November 16th from 10 to 11 with the rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Linz is survived by her children, Alan and Amy Linz, Mark and Ann Linz, and Ann and Bob Roth. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Betty Durst and Celie Spike, and brothers-in-law, Larry Downey and Roger Mellenberger. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Soup and chili fixins are ready. Cut up chicken, 85 cents a pound or 75 cents a pound by the case. S&W crushed tomatoes in high top tomato sauce, 29 and 28 ounce cans, $1.25 each. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, 13.5 ounce box, $4 each. Garden of Eden blue and yellow corn chips, $3.75 each. Be sure to check out the cheese cooler. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes just a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday. Saturday 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Attention valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Lauren and Julie Durst, Jim and Donna Vodak, and Dan and Jolene Lewis. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How are you doing today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're watching a large low-pressure system sweep northeast from the Central Plains with a shield of showers extending from the Dakotas through southern Minnesota, Iowa, into Illinois and Missouri. That'll sweep across our region for this evening into tomorrow morning. Could bring us at least a couple tenths of an inch of rainfall, and temperatures will be hovering close to normal. Behind this low pressure system, we'll see some high pressure roll in as we go into Monday, so look for more sunshine. It will be a touch breezy as well. Temperatures Tuesday and Wednesday don't change a whole lot. Still on the dry side Tuesday, but some more rain could roll in late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning as the next weather system slides in from the west. That'll tap into slightly cooler weather yet as we go into Thursday and Friday. Pretty seasonal, actually. Some sunshine with that initially, but then another weather system coming in later Friday. And so next Saturday could produce another round of rain. So overall, a fairly active pattern with the system coming through about every 36 to 48 hours. For the rest of today, generally cloudy skies, 40% chance of light rain by late afternoon, high reaching the low 50s, southeast wind 7 to 14. Tonight, light showers mainly early, low at 46. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered light rain showers ending in the early afternoon, high in the mid 50s, the wind southwest 7 to 15. On Monday, partly sunny and breezy, low 40 with a high of 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny and cool, low 29 with a high of 50. Chance of light rain coming in late Tuesday night. Wednesday showers through midday. Look for lows around 39 with a high of 51. Breezy with partial clearing later Wednesday night. Thursday, quite a bit of sunshine, but cool, high 49. And Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Maybe some drizzle with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 62, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today, 56. The record high for this day was set in 1999 at 75 degrees. The record low 10 was set in 2003. Last year's high was 53 with a low of 34. Sunset tonight will be at 4:42 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:49. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.09 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Yeah.
Those are the emotions with Best of My Love. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Great to have you along for Saturdays with Simo today. Here are Climax Blues Band with Couldn't Get It Right.
Drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling, really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light. Admit it got the best of me. Getting down so deep I could have drowned. Now I can't get back the way I used to be. But I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
Al Shannon with Runaway. Here are the Monkees with I Wanna Be Free.
I wanna be free, like the bluebirds flying by me, like the waves out on the blue sea. If your love has to tie me, don't try me, say goodbye. I wanna be free, don't say you love me, say you like me, but when I need you beside me, stay close enough to guide me, confide in me, whoa, whoa. I wanna hold your hand, walk along the sand, laughing in the sun, always having fun, doing all those friend, babe, we can make it to the end, babe, again, babe, I've gotta say, I wanna be free, I wanna be free, I wanna be free.
Everly Brothers singing Wake Up Little Susie. I'd like to take this chance to thank our sponsors for today's program. They would include Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, and WP Dental. Thank you very much to each of those sponsors of today's program. So we will take a break and hear some of their kind words and come back and hear a little bit of Nat King Cole right after these messages.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Boston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do, and you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. Never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend.
So why don't you pretend?
The wonderful voice of the late Nat King Cole and Pretend. We return to the 70s. Our next turn up, this is Michael Murphy with his fantastic Wildfire.
There came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on wildfire, we're both gonna go. We're gonna leave.
Why must every generation think their folks are square? And no matter where their heads are, they know moms ain't there. 'Cause I swore when I was small that I'd remember when I knew what's wrong with them, that I was smaller than. Determined to remember all the cardinal rules, like sun showers or legal grounds for cutting school. I know I have forgotten maybe one or two, and I hope that I recall them all before the baby's due. And I know he'll have a question or two, like, hey, Pop, can I go ride my Zoom? It goes 200 miles an hour, suspended on balloons. And can I put a droplet of this new stuff on my tongue and imagine frothing dragons while you sit and wreck your lungs? And I must be permissive, understanding of the younger generation. And then I'll know that all I've learned my kid assumes, and all my deepest worries must be his cartoons. And still I'll try to tell him all the things I've done, relating to what he can do when he becomes a man. Still, he'll stick his fingers in the fan. And hey, Pop, my girlfriend's only three. She's got her own videophone, and she's a-taking LSD. And now that we're best friends, she wants to give a bit to me. But what's the matter, Daddy? How come you're turning green? You can't live up to your dreams.
The Lovin' Spoonful with Younger Generation. It's 1 o'clock, so we will break for station identification and come back and hear a little bit of Joe Walsh after we identify ourselves.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music.